There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mullion Haugh on 670 The Score.
Midway through this Bears season, is Caleb Williams still on path to be the Bears' best quarterback ever? How much faith do you have in him? Has it been challenged?
I still believe in Caleb Williams. I do think he's the quarterback the Bears are going to eventually win because of. I still think that all that was said about him on draft night and throughout the summer, all those things to me remain true. Because we've seen evidence of that talent. It's also fair and necessary to point out the last 2 weeks have been a regression. He's taken a step backward. And it isn't linear. Matt Eberflus is right about that. What's frustrating is that when you look at Jaden Daniels, he hasn't had those steps back yet. That team is thriving because of him and with him. You look at the quarterback coming in this weekend. Drake May has been injured, but it's also a guy that has a higher passer rating, believe it or not, than Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams' passer rating is 83. That's 25th in the league. That's not acceptable. He knows it. We know it. Everybody knows it. This is in the territory of Daniel Jones, who's 82.9, who's been all but forgotten in New York. It's just below Dak Prescott, who's injured and overpaid in Dallas. This is not where you want to be if you're Caleb Williams. I don't think he'll be there for long. He's a quick learner. He's got immense skill, and he's got supreme confidence. I still believe in Caleb Williams. I understand why people would doubt him, but I think that you got to give him some help. Biggest problem on the Bears is not Caleb Williams. The biggest problem on the Bears are the people protecting Caleb Williams, calling plays for Caleb Williams. And to me, the priority list, when you start to rank them, he's probably third or fourth on my list of concerns.
It's very hard to judge completely at this point because this offensive line was a problem going in. It continues to be a problem. And we might see the biggest patchwork offensive line in the history that I can remember of the Bears this week. I mean, it could be really weird. I mean, this is going to be a topic, at least in my opinion, all week long. Is who are the five guys that are going to protect him? And how crazy might this get? There's been a couple of wow moments. He has that escapability, and he's had to use it way too much. He's able to throw that sidearm kind of shortstop baseball throw, and it's made me jump off the couch and say wow and rewind it live on TV. But there's also been the overthrows. Sometimes his body language is not great. He's taken some hits that you'd like to see him avoid. So it's incomplete right now. And it's not all his fault, but he's also not free of putting a little bit of a doubt in this Bears fan's mind.
Well, I think the problem is, and it's a problem, you know, you looked at the Bears and you looked at their defense and you thought, as you did when they went out and got Cutler, you thought, wow, like they're a quarterback away. And then you bring a quarterback in, and you, by the way, built up the wide receiving core. And then you thought, wow, why didn't they ever fix the offensive line? So as I sit here contemplating this question, it is virtually impossible to judge whether the pressure he's getting is because of something to do with him and rookie quarterbacks and not seeing things on the field, or whether he, the very fact that he just got sacked six times. You know, they left him in a game. He got sacked three times. It makes me kind of crazy to think that they never kind of got to this fixing of the offensive line thing. And to be honest with you, I think that when I look at this and I contemplate how he has regressed over the last 2 weeks, well, the line has been patchwork. And now, as Dustin says, they've run out of offensive tackles. What's that going to look like? What's it going to look like with no Darnell Wright and no Braxton Jones? And it's not like either of those guys. I mean, I think Wright's probably their best offensive lineman because when they need a yard, they can run behind him. But it's not like either of those guys are killing it. It's not like they're losing a Pro Bowl player. But there is a drop-off. And when guys haven't played together, I don't know what to expect. I, honest to God, do not know what we're going to look at. And when I even kind of go through it in my head, well, now you're going to have to move Pryor. Now you're going to have... I still don't think I come away with a satisfactory
conclusion. You don't
conclusion.
Feel good.
No.
You don't feel safe. You don't feel secure.
And I don't think he does either. And I don't think he should.
And I don't think... the worry is that he's developing bad habits in
exactly
terms of processing
right.
information.
Exactly.
That's the
happened.
Biggest danger when you don't protect a quarterback, especially a young one, is that things are going to become second nature and the muscle memory is going to be skittish.
More often than not, quarterbacks are damaged in the NFL as opposed to developed. I mean, I hate to say that.
Especially now.
But there's a lot of that going on.
As the rush to the field continues, so many guys
exactly.
are there before they're ready.
And, you know, we saw a guy last night, Baker Mayfield, who managed to turn his career around, have a pretty good career after being a number one overall pick. You know, you look at Sam Darnold and the way that he's having kind of this
great example
revival. But, you know, they're on different teams, man. So the Bears need to figure out how to make things better for Caleb here in Chicago.
Can't wait to see how Bryce Young handles the Tennessee Titans in 2027.
Wow, that's awesome.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.